Our scriptures today, the first one comes from the Old Testament, Psalm 84. How lovely is your dwelling place, O Lord of hosts! My soul longs, indeed it faints, for the courts of the Lord. My heart and my flesh sing for joy to the living God. Even the sparrow finds a home, and the swallow a nest for herself, where she may lay her young. At your altars, O Lord of hosts, may my King and my God. Happy are those who live in your house, ever singing your praise. Happy are those whose strength is in you, and whose heart are the highways to Zion. As they go through the valley of Baca, they make it a place of springs. The early rain also covers it with pools. They go from strength to strength. The God of gods will be seen in Zion. O Lord God of hosts, hear my prayer. Give ear, O God of Jacob. Behold our shield, O God. Look on the face of your anointed. For a day in your courts is better than a thousand elsewhere. I would rather be a doorkeeper in the house of my God than live in the tents of wickedness. For the Lord God is a sun and a shield. He bestows favor and honor. No good thing does the Lord withhold from those who walk uprightly. O Lord of hosts, happy is everyone who trusts in you. The New Testament reading is from Ephesians chapter 6, verses 10 through 20. Finally, be strong in the Lord and in the strength of his power. Put on the whole armor of God so that you may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. For our struggle is not against blood and flesh, but against the rulers, against the authorities, against the cosmic powers of this present darkness, against the spiritual forces of evil in the heavenly places. Therefore, take up the whole armor of God so that you may be able to withstand on the evil day, and having prevailed against everything, to stand firm. Stand, therefore, and belt your waist with truth, and put on the breastplate of righteousness, and lace up your sandals in preparations for the gospel of peace. With all of these, take the shield of faith, with which you will be able to quench all the flaming arrows of the evil one. Take the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit, which is the Word of God. Pray in the Spirit at all times in every prayer and supplication. To that end, keep alert and always persevere in supplication for all the saints. Pray also for me so that when I speak a message may be given to me to make known with boldness the mystery of the gospel, for which I am an ambassador in chains. Pray that I may declare it boldly as I speak. This is the word of the Lord.
Let us pray. And may the words of my mouth and the meditations of all our hearts be truly acceptable in your sight, O Lord, our rock and redeemer. Amen. Why do you go to bed in full armor? It's the best way to get a good night's sleep. I used to have a fine sword, but it broke. I mean, I could go get it, but it's pointless. The court jester decided to play a prank, so he got a bucket of coal dust from the blacksmith and rigged it over a doorway. And soon enough, Sir Lancelot walks up in his shining silver armor. I mean, he had spent the entire morning polishing it to a mirror finish. And as soon as he walks through the doorway, a tripwire dumps the bucket of coal dust all over him, turning his polished armor a dingy black. Needless to say, he was storming mad. It was a dark and stormy night. That one made even me groan. Well, recently the Olympic Games ended, and many of us enjoyed watching world-class athletes compete in a variety of sports. During the Summer Games, I always enjoy the gymnastics, the diving, and the swimming. Back in my teen years ago, we were all taken by surprise by swimmer Mark Spitz. Now, how many of you remember Mark Spitz? He won 7 gold medals. At that time, it was the most medals any one athlete had won in a single games. Now, Michael Phelps has come along and changed that. Mark Spitz was... He kind of stood out, not because of all of the medals that he won, but he caused quite a furor by his star-spangled Speedo swimsuit that he wore. And you're laughing because you remember it. It was quite shocking and daring at the time. Well, nowadays, swimmers have these ultra-modern suits that they can wear. They're called Fast Skin 3 suits. And they're also by Speedo, but they are designed to improve the swimmer's speed and their resistance in the water. Plus, they have all sorts of other technology built into them. In fact, they provide such a competitive edge that a lot of organizations have banned them in swim meets as being an unfair advantage to the rest of the field. Now, the Apostle Paul would have known about the Olympics and understood that the emerging Christian community in Ephesus needed some special equipment to protect themselves in their battle against evil. His metaphor isn't as sleek as a Fast Skin 3 suit, and it isn't branded with the name Speedo. Bulky, awkward, and unwieldy might be a better description. Because Paul encourages the followers of Christ to fortify themselves in the first century armor of a Roman infantry soldier, which would have been very familiar to all of those folks at Ephesus. And by the way, I would not suggest that you go swimming in that kind of gear. It would not work out well. However, the armor and the weapons of the Roman soldiers were state of the art for their day and time, making them the best equipped army in the world. And at the time that Paul was writing, they ruled the entire Mediterranean region. Well, yesterday, while at the conference annual meeting, a meme popped up on my Facebook page. I swear, cell phones can read your thoughts, because I'm thinking about what I'm going to say today, you know, and everything. And anyway, this just seemed to fit what I was saying. If you want to show the slide. How small dogs view themselves when the doorbell rings. If that's not Scarlet to a T, I don't know what is. Metaphorically, Paul tells the Ephesians to put on the gospel armor as a means of defending themselves against attack, spiritual or otherwise. He states that the armor design will help them in the fight they are waging with the authorities, the cosmic powers of the present darkness, and the spiritual forces of evil in the heavenly places. He encourages them to stand firm and maximize his or her potential with the strength of some God-appointed and gifted equipment to build them up. I mean, first there's the belt of truth. Now, the belt of truth holds all of the weapons and equipment that the soldier needed most immediately, thus making it an essential part of the whole suit. I mean, kind of think of it as Batman's utility belt, but without the cool gadgets. Truth provides the disciple with a foundation for competition with evil. Jesus said that knowing the truth about him sets us free to maximize our potential to be his disciples. The Roman breastplate was a segmented series of iron strips joined together by hooks or straps that covered the chest and the shoulders. And the segments provided layered protection from spears and swords, and also allowed some freedom of movement. But Paul equates this technology with righteousness, the breastplate of righteousness, which we might think of as the ability to be both strong and flexible in doing the right thing. And since the Roman army traveled by foot, their footwear was vitally important. The soldier will only go as far as his feet will carry him. Thus, a good foundation is necessary for both speed and endurance. And there were no walking shoes back then. It was just sandals. And Paul says, "Put on whatever will make you ready to proclaim the gospel of peace." And Paul may have had in mind the words from Isaiah stating, "How beautiful upon the mountains are the feet of the messenger who announces peace, who brings good news, who says to Zion, 'Your God reigns.'" Paul would also say that those who are always on the move, bringing good news of peace to those who need it most, are going to be winners in the kingdom. And then there is the shield, which provides a strong barrier against the constant drag of sin. Paul urges the Ephesians to pick up the shield of faith that quenches the arrows of the evil one. Faith in Christ provides a solid barrier for the disciple by mitigating the smoldering effects of sin and guilt. That Roman helmet would have been hot and uncomfortable, but it was effective in battle. The knowledge of salvation, however, which Paul equates with the helmet, saves us from death and destruction and saves us for the mission of bringing God's kingdom to bear in the world. Knowing who you are and whose you are makes a huge difference in your worldview. Disciples move out smartly into the world knowing that they are in the right lane with the finish line clearly in sight. In Disney's Sleeping Beauty, as Prince Philip is battling the evil fairy Maleficent in dragon form, Flora, one of the good fairies, casts a spell on his sword, saying, "O sword of truth, fly swift and sure, that evil die and good endure." And Philip throws the sword, hits the dragon in the heart. Evil is defeated and good is victorious. Well, Paul's sword of the Spirit echoes the image of God's word in Hebrews as living and active, sharper than any two-edged sword, piercing until it divides soul from spirit, joints from marrow. It is able to judge the thoughts and intentions of the heart. Paul says that those who are prepared to use the scriptures in an equally refined and precise way are going to be able to cut through all of the junk in the world and get to the goal that really matters. The Word of God points us to God's mission in the world and invites us to join God in the race toward the world's redemption. But Paul's gospel armor has a secret weapon, a hidden gadget that even Batman doesn't have. The training that we need comes as the result of prayer. Prayer enables us to focus on the task at hand. It keeps us alert. It encourages us to persevere in building up others on the team. Paul understood that he was one of the team. He was a part of it, and thus needed all the prayers that he could get, just like us. The gospel armor, if we wear it, we can beat the evil one every time. And if we don't wear it, we're at a disadvantage and we're vulnerable to defeat. It's out there for every disciple to take advantage of. Don't leave home without it. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit, amen.